Janmashtami. Yes, Janma. Janma birth. But Krishna is Aja. Aja, the one who never took birth. So how is it that we are celebrating the birth, the Janma, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who never took birth? Astami, the eighth day. The eighth day of the moon. And although it was the eighth day, the moon appeared full. Something extraordinary had to be there. The moon was acknowledging that now the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why Supreme Personality of Godhead? I mean, that is a lot. I don't know how you say it in Slovenian. How do you say it in Slovenian? Bogus. See? That's a lot. It's not just Bog. There's a lot of Zs after Bog. So, how is this? Godhead. Godhead means that there is one Supreme Lord, but yet that one Supreme Lord manifests in many forms. Advaita machutte manadi mananta rupam. He is one without a second, and yet he takes ananta rupam, unlimited forms. That is his nature. Yes. And for each form, or for each purpose, he takes a particular form. It is said when the Lord appears as Lord Vamana, he particularly manifests his beauty. When he appears as Balaram as well. When the Lord appears as Lord Narsingha, he shows his power. When the Lord appears as in his Shakti Avesh incarnation, as Maharaj Prithu, then he displays the Bhupalana Shakti, the power to protect the earth. So each incarnation is coming for a particular purpose. And of course there is also a general purpose. Paritranaya sadhanam vinasya saduskritam dharmam samstarpanatya sambhavami yuge. To annihilate a few demons and to establish religious principles. That is standard, kind of. Lord Ramachandra was just in the forest alone, shooting 14,000 rakshasas. So in this way, the Lord appears to alleviate the burden of this world. Since time immemorial, there are two classes of men in this world, the Sura and the Asura, the devotee and the non-devotee. That is going on. One time in our Amsterdam temple, we received a donation of 37,000 euros. It just appeared in the bank account saying that it came from the cosmic warriors. Well, that was nice of them, wasn't it? So I checked out the address and I decided to go and visit the Cosmic Warriors. It turned out to be an address in Amsterdam, and there was, when I came to the house, after some time, the door opened and a man said, quick, come in, they're everywhere. I said, yes, they are. He said, you know. I said, yes. Yes, yes, I know. Then it turned, he took me upstairs, and upstairs there was a control room, a room with television on top of television, a whole wall of television screens, and he was watching all directions. And he said, you see? And I said, I see. 37,000 euros. So, and then I see there are many of them. I said, quite a lot. And then he pointed at some little black points on the screen, you know, maybe some dirt on the lens or something anyway, but there were black points on the screen. He said, you see, it's full of UFOs. Yes. He said, there's a major landing place right here. And, you know, then he spoke. And he said, and the universe is full of demoniac forces. And he said, yes, but there are angels as well. He said, yes, 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 you know. I said, yes, yes, like we do in India. And I had brought a Krishna art book, and I opened the Krishna art book on the page where the demigods and the demons were fighting. And then the man said, oh, that's exactly how it is. It's a battlefield. Anyway, somehow or other, I tried to get the second donation, but... That never came. But at least he knew that there was an ongoing battle between suras and asuras in this universe. And this has been going on since time immemorial. Oh yes, don't worry. Don't worry. One time someone came to me and said, aren't you afraid? Aren't you afraid of extraterrestrials? Krishna will protect us. Krishna will protect us. But they are abducting many people. Yes, they may, but only those who are sinful. Right. One who turns to Krishna is always protected. So, here is Krishna appearing in this world. Krishna, he doesn't take birth in this world. Krishna appears at his own free will. Krishna appears to be in the womb of Devaki, but from the mind of Vasudev. From the mind of Vasudev, which was in Visuddha Sattva, which was in pure goodness, the Krishna was transferred to the mind of Devaki. And then Devaki showed symptoms of pregnancy. So it's an unusual process. An immaculate conception. Yes, Krishna remained in that womb. And Devaki became effulgent. And Devaki became beautiful like she'd never been. Kamsa saw it straight away. He saw she'd never looked like this. You know what I mean? This time, this must be him. Yes, this pregnancy is different. Kamsa was on full alert. Oh yes, ready. Doing push-ups. Yes, getting ready. What do you think, you know? Top condition. in the start blocks when that next child takes birth. I'll finish it off just like the others. Splotch. Yes. Kamsa had killed the children of his sister by smashing them against the wall. It was just gruesome and brutal. How could he act like this? This was no longer conceivable. And yet, he had no hesitation. The demoniac nature is such that selfishness goes very deep. And then that selfishness may be covered. It may be covered by a layer of veneer on the outside. Just like you have some cheap wood and you paint it nicely, put some nice layer on top, looks very nice, but cheap. Yes, so Kamsa. At the time of Devaki's marriage, Kamsa was so nice. Yes. My dear sister, yes. It's your marriage today. Now you will go home to the home of your father, to your father-in-law, of your husband's father. I will personally drive you there. Yes. Out of love. yes. Driving the chariot. It was a glorious procession. There were many maidservants and so on. It looked wonderful, amazing. Everything was nice. Until that celestial voice came. You fool! You Kamsa! Don't you know that the eighth child of your sister will be the cause of your death? The music comes in. Kamsa raised his sword and suddenly transformed from a loving brother in one who was ready to cut the head of his sister. So cut the head and there will be no children. That will fix that problem. Right? You don't want children, just cut the head. Kamsa thought. And so it's amazing how his external love, how false it was. How it was just simply, how it actually was an extension of love for himself. Because he was just showing that there was love, so that he would be admired, right? So that his own glories would increase. See? I'm driving here, my sister on the day of her marriage. Everyone can see how wonderful I, Kamsa, am. Such a loving personality. Yes. So, truly, if we analyze it, it was just simply Kamsa's love for himself that was driving him and that made him drive that chariot. And that came out more and more. Right? And as his fear was increasing of his impending death, right, the veneer disappeared more and more and he began to act more and more outrageous. By killing the children in the jail, yes, but grab the legs, smash the kids. I mean, inconceivable. But his selfishness was so great that no act was too much for him. So we can see, right? When a person is deeply, deeply, deeply selfish. Very deeply selfish. Atmendriya prithivancha tarabulikam. Just about satisfying one's own senses. That's all. Everything for me. It's my universe. I happen to be the center. You also. Sure. That's interesting. Somebody's got to be wrong because I'm the center, Baba. Yeah, I'm the center of the universe. Yeah, what to do? Yeah. That is the demoniac mentality. And yes, when I used to be in charge in of our temples in India, in different roles, one of the things I was responsible for was allowing people to stay in the ashram. So, you know, it wasn't just that someone could stay. We'd interview them first, you know, where are you from, what's your name, date of birth, you know, what's your village, what's the police station, what's this, what's that, you know, everything. Right? In India, everyone has some police station nearby. And okay. We ask, yes, ask a reference from the police station. Yes. So, like this. And then I ask date of birth and quiet. No answer. I go, date of birth. You know, date of birth, please. Date of birth. No answer. So finally, I said, like, what's your birthday? Birthday, you know? No. They didn't know what their birthday was. I said, how old are you? They said, 24, 25. I said, are you 24 or 25? I said, 24, 25. I said, what does that mean? They go like, well, I don't know. Approximately, they don't know their birthday. Can you imagine? Nah, come on. A kid that doesn't know its birthday. I mean, that would be a television series. That could be a movie, you know. Really, a kid that didn't know its birthday. Everyone would go and see it. Cannot be. Poor child. Must be some psychological victim. No. Needs some therapy. My God. You know? Imagine. No birthday. But these children, they all knew Krishna's birthday. Yeah? That they knew. And we all knew our own birthday. No idea about Krishna's birthday. Right? How many birthdays of Krishna have we missed? How many times have we celebrated our own birthday? Da-da-da-da! It's my birthday! Yay, yay, yay! I don't know on your birthday, but on my birthday, I could tell my mother what I wanted to eat. Well, I put my order in, you know. A good one. I mean, I'm creative, you know. Always been. birthdays. But that's it. Just, they remember the birthday of Krishna, but they don't know their own birthday. So it's very interesting. So it just shows how our culture is very self-centered and how our culture makes very self-centered, how we become more and more reconfirmed that it's all about me. It's all about me. Oh, you have a degree. Congratulations. Here's the paper. Degree. It's my degree and me. Right? And like this. So many attributes. Of course, you were already from an aristocratic family. What can you do? You know, that was already there. Then you got a degree as well. Or from an aristocratic country. Right? You know, it's like, I mean, like, you know, everyone, I mean, I don't want to start a war here, right? But I can ask the question. You don't answer it out loud. Which country of the Balkans is the best country of the Balkans? I know, outside this temple, this could be a dangerous question. You know, I'm pretty safe ground. Right? But it's amazing how this is, you know. Everyone finds a reason to think that they are born in the best grand country. Yeah, I remember that there was President Ford in America, right? And you know, he was of course president of the United States, and then they had an announcement, you know, like the most important man of the most important country in the world, you know, most and he must be walking around like that. I'm the most important man in the most important country in the world. And it said his favorite snack is pigskin chips. Yeah, good sound effects. Okay, so pigskin chips, you know. I mean, and this is the number one, the number one man in the number one country, right? Even the telephone number of America starts with one, right? You know, I don't know, Slovenia, what's your number? How does it start? National?
386.
Oh, 386. America is one. Yeah. And, yeah. I happened to be in England after I took sannyas, and they were interviewing me, and I was remembering this because that was around, he was the president at that time, and I mentioned it to them, and I said, and the number one man, I said, everyone in this world thinks they have the best position, like the president of the United States, right? Thinks he's the number one man of the number one country in the number one world. I said, but some brahmanas, right, in India would think he's a fallen malacha because he's eating pig chips, you know. So they would think he's lower than a sudra. They would think, but we are pukka brahmanas. Yes. So everyone in this world thinks they have the best position. I said, but now that I have taken sannyas, now I think that I have the best position. It was for a TV interview. Yeah. And the interviewer looked at me and said, I think you're right. He didn't argue. He accepted it. Yeah. Yes, simply being the servant at the time of initiation, we're receiving the name Das or Dasi as servant of Krishna. That's the best position. That's the best. So, demons cannot dedicate themselves to Krishna because they're too full of themselves, of their self-importance. Therefore, they cannot tolerate any competitor. I was the center of the universe, wasn't I? Huh? Copalito? He's not saying yes. I'm just a testing him. Are you positive or negative? Yeah. So in this way. Yeah. This is... We are trying to overcome this self-centeredness and to put Krishna in the center. So we celebrate Krishna's appearance day. We spend that day hearing, chanting about Krishna, lots of kirtan, and then also lots of fasting. Right? And then, if we survive that, then we're also cooking all day. Now, when I was new in Krishna consciousness, I thought this is the strangest thing. Yeah? Here is this movement, and we are fasting, and at the same time in the kitchen the whole day. You know, it's like, I mean, you think on a fast day that you would close the kitchen, say, okay, we're fasting, stay away from food, you know. No, we are the whole day. The whole day cooking and offering and all these things, and it's a fast day. I mean, my first Gorpunim, actually, I was quite new, and I was in the manor, and we were making sweets in the reception room, which was an empty room on the floor. Endless, the whole room, it's a big room, you know. The whole room full of sweets, and I'm sitting in the middle of an ocean of sweets, fasting. What? It was very difficult. Krishnendri pratyachadara premana. Everything for the pleasure of Krishna. Simply a day for the pleasure of Krishna, Jamashtami. Whatever we do on the day of Jamashtami, let it be for the pleasure of Krishna. It doesn't matter. You could chant many rounds if you so desire. You can read the whole Krishna book. In some temples, and I like that, we have one room or one corner, and the whole day there's someone sitting there reading Krishna book. Out loud, and it just goes. Sorry. One second. Devotees take turns, and the whole day they read the Krishna book. That is very nice, you know. Just that. Very nice. If you spend one Jamashtami just reading Krishna book. What a Jamashtami. You'll never forget it. Others, they cook, you know, they cook and they cook. And like, one time I cooked, not that many, but 54 preparations, but real ones, right? Not just, but 54. And another devotee also cooked 54. So we'd done 108 good preparations, and then we served it out to all the devotees after midnight. And we had made two plates, and then we ate the 108 preparations. I almost gave up my body. That was a near-death experience. Yeah, what can I say? But to do something just for Krishna, Jamashtami. So yeah, make a plan. One should have a plan, you know. I mean, of course, you can just let it happen, you know, whatever happens. But then in the time that you're not really, that there's no program and you're fasting, then probably what's going to happen is you're going to, you know what I mean, going to take a little nap. No, best is to just the whole day do something, if we can. There's this one devotee for many years, every Jamashtami, 128 rounds, and he also distributed 128 Bhagavad Gitas. Every Jamashtami. Yeah. Very determined, and I mean, he was going to do his 120, of course, some he almost gave away, I'm sure, but still, you know, he did 128 Bhagavad Gitas every Jamashtami. sure. 128 Bhagavad Gita, 128 rounds. If we want to go back to Godhead, if we really want to, we got to do something. That's for sure. You know, it's not just, well, Krishna, here's a half-baked potato, and you know, or a half-baked holy name, or Krishna, you know, here is a sloppy mopped floor, or Krishna, everyone else is doing so much service, I don't think you really need me now. No. Some effort, and Jamastami is for that. We cannot always work on stress, right? If we try to always make a great, great effort every day, flap our cheeks while we are chanting, I have seen people standing in the corner, right, as if they were punished in school, and they're standing in the corner chanting Hare Krishna so that they can hear them the chanting better, you know. If you ever tried, good. me too. It reminds me of school. I couldn't do this. I can't do this. I've seen. So we can make a real effort to increase the quality of our devotional service and push and push. But if we do this every day, then we lose touch with our human nature. And then there's an element of fanaticism in there. Then becomes tapas. Then tapas becomes our focus. Then we think, I'll conquer Krishna by my tapas. And you may get a name, Tapasananda. But that in itself is not enough. Not enough. Austerity. So too much austerity makes the heart hard. We also have to be human. We also have to be genuine. We also have to. It has to be heartfelt. It's not that the one who can, you know, like in the late 70s when I joined, they had not only taken off the tap of the hot water, they'd even cut out the piece of metal sticking out so you couldn't bring your own tap secretly to add a little warm. No way. They cut off the pin as well. One brahmachari would go in the shower, stand against the wall, and then make noises like... Then come out, but put a few drops, but still be smelly. We caught him after some time. Then he got a long cold shower. But austerity... Some austerity may be there in devotional service. But Krishna is not purchased by austerity. Krishna is purchased by service. And in service, yes, whatever austerity we perform, that is what is really... then Krishna melts. The process of bhakti is about melting Krishna's heart. That is what we are aiming to do, to melt Krishna's heart. So we want more than austerity. Austerity, yes, making a big effort is important. But we also want to get into it and from the heart really try and do something nice. Happily do something nice. Devotional service, susukkam kartim avyayam, it is joyfully performed. Yes, joyfully performed. So, Janmashtami is about to happen. I like to officially declare it the festival of service. Right. Let it be known as the festival of service. It's a festival. But, you know, we are here to serve in this festival. That will make it a special Janmashtami. You can serve in many ways. You can serve by singing, serve by dancing, serve by doing puja, or whatever service. So much service is there. But let us do something. Something for Krishna. Some service for Krishna. Just being here is also good, but it's better if one is active. You know? It's like that I like from the chapter in Bhagavatam where the Ganga is coming into the universe. And then when the Ganga falls into the universe after Vamanadeva has made a crack with his lotus toe, then the water comes down and down. And the demigods, they know what it is. They know this is water from the causal ocean. This is touched by the lotus toe of the Lord. This is most auspicious water. What the demigods do is they catch it in containers, carry it on their heads, go down, and then pour it down as they come to the border of the heavenly regions. Because they realize this is mercy. And let us be part of distributing it. So that is the spirit of service. Let us be part. We'll do Harinam tomorrow in the afternoon. So let the whole world, let at least the people of Ljubljana get the mercy of Sri Krishna Janmashtami. Let us glorify Krishna. Then we'll come back here and we'll glorify Krishna. And in this way, this Janmashtami can make a permanent change in our heart. One should know that the benefit of such a festival, of such service, such an extra effort, is the benefit of the extra effort is lasting. So it's not one time, okay, we had a great Janmashtami. How was it? Pretty good, bit crowded. Or the opposite, pretty good, but a bit empty. Yeah, whatever way you look at it. But no, actually, pretty good, because we got eternal benefit and eternal transformation. So this is part of my meditation on this upcoming festival. I am going to close it now, but yeah, a few minutes for questions, and then it's time for prasad. So, anyone has a question? Yes, and if people at the outer side, they can make a noise because I can't turn my neck so far. Yes. You're getting microfono. And watch out for the telefono. And you. It's like a performance. Yes.
Could you please?
He's just putting his glasses on. He's putting his glasses on. He's doing it. He's doing it. He has to figure out which switch it is. He has many mics. Now, which one is this one?
Could you please narrate why do we fast on Janmashtami?
Could I please explain why we are fasting on Janmashtami? On these days, we are fasting so that we are, instead of preoccupying ourselves with our own senses, it's that one day, not Atmendriya, not my senses, but Krishnendriya, Krishna's senses. Usually we always work for our senses. You know, kamadinam kotida pulita duni desa stesam jate mayina karunana tapatraya. The senses are very demanding. Bring. Yes. More. Yes. Never enough. You know, I want this, I want that. So, tomorrow, no, nothing. Till midnight, nothing. But fruit is just water. No. But it's Maha. Save it. But children don't have to fast. No, they don't. I'm still a child. You come around the corner and someone is like... What's that? Some medicine. Medicine. Medicazione. Like this. Yeah, no, one day for Krishna. I hate fasting. I do. But Jamastami, I gotta do it on Jamastami. You know. Yeah, gosh, gonna do it. Jamastami. Definitely. Yes. Yeah. Try. Why not? Not so bad. Okay, anybody else? Yes.
In our service, how can we be more natural when serving or also when talking to other people? How can we that we don't have this feeling of like we are pushing or like this, that we are really speaking from our heart or from our own level, from our own experience?
Okay, one second, I have to stretch my legs. Yes. Have you heard of inattentive chanting? It's like when you just murmur on automatic and you're not really, and the mind is somewhere else. So there's inattentive chanting, and then the result, everything becomes inattentive. Then it's inattentive service. So let's try and do some attentive service. Let us just try and do something and be there for a change. You know? And just okay, I'm doing this for Krishna, and I'm trying, and Krishna is wonderful. Let us remind ourselves, Krishna is wonderful, and now I'm doing something for Krishna. So let me make it really, really nice. Today is his birthday. Let me somehow or other make a very wonderful offering to him. Like that we make a conscious effort instead of inattentive service. Yeah, that's how it will happen. All right, so I thank you very much.